MTG Final Fantasy Commander Dex ranked in 2026. Which one is worth the money? Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy one Final Fantasy Commander deck whose protagonist color identity and turn pattern you wanna pilot. Counter Blitz is the cleanest combat forward recommendation. Revival Trance is the richer engine for players who enjoy graveyard value. Buy the set of four only when at least three decks have owners. The Collector's Edition bundle is a collectible purchase, not a gameplay winner. Final Fantasy Commander decks can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. A pod plays with stock lists while the host explains command zone, commander tax, color identity, combat, the stack, and the social contract. The cabinet's test is whether four-player threat assessment turns beloved Final Fantasy characters into alliances, grudges, engines, and spectacularly mistimed finishers. We sort the verified products by that experience. Then show the setup, strategy warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Final Fantasy Commander deck should you buy? Buy one Final Fantasy Commander deck whose protagonist, color identity, and turn pattern you want to pilot. Counter Blitz is the cleanest combat forward recommendation. Revival Trance is the richer engine for players who enjoy graveyard value. Buy the set of four only when at least three decks have owners. The Collector's Edition bundle is a collectible purchase, not a gameplay winner. The first box should let a pod plays with stock lists while the host explains command zone, commander tax, color identity, combat, the stack, and the social contract. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Final Fantasy Commander decks, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Marketplace prices can separate sharply from original retail. A beloved deck is not automatically worth a scarcity premium. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Final Fantasy Commander decks actually feel like? Commander is a four-player, 100-card singleton format where a legendary commander defines colors, and a social contract matters as much as raw deck efficiency. Final Fantasy precons translate characters, summons, jobs, and iconic scenes into different engines rather than merely reskinning one deck four times. The precons are strongest as playable fan artifacts. They create recognizable moments at a table, then accept targeted upgrades without requiring random booster purchases. The lasting hook is that four-player threat assessment turns beloved Final Fantasy characters into alliances, grudges, engines, and spectacularly mistimed finishers. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup, use opaque sleeves, 10 or more distinct counters, a commander zone marker, and a life tracker visible across the table. Goldfish the first three turns before game night so search, transform, and counter interactions do not stall three other players. Teaching plan. State the deck's intended power level, read the commander aloud, and agree on mulligans and takebacks for a first game. Avoid surprise infinite combos in an out-of-box pre-con night. Before cleanup, photograph all four command zones, life totals, graveyards, exile tokens, and enough open battlefield to read each player's engine. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? A standard precon competes with other modern commander precons on gameplay. The Final Fantasy premium is justified by art and fandom only up to the point where scarcity overwhelms play value. Pokémon products are collection first. These are 100-card multiplayer decks built to be shuffled. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to stocklist cohesion, upgrade need, reprint value, complexity, table politics, and whether a premium treatment adds play value or only shine. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Final Fantasy Commander decks. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Identity choose the Final Fantasy world. Fandom is a valid reason when it keeps the deck in rotation. Play by one standard precon. Learn the deck before replacing 20 cards from a list. Pair add a second deck for a real player. A sealed shelf is not a playgroup. Bundle set of 4. Buy only when the math and ownership plan beat individual decks. Collect premium surge foils. Choose only for treatment and display value. The stopping rule matters. Collector's edition decks provide premium treatments, not a proportionate increase in gameplay. A 4-deck bundle is value only when multiple decks will be played or split among buyers. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Final Fantasy Commander decks, edition, language, seller included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner Mulligan for mana. A themed hand that cannot cast spells is still a non-game. Regular, advance the commander's engine. Prioritize cards that make the deck's core loop happen reliably. Advanced, hold interaction for the actual threat. Do not spend removal on the first impressive permanent. Expert, upgrade the curve, not the identity. Cut clunky redundancy while preserving the cards that make the deck feel like Final Fantasy. Debrief the turn where the table identified the real threat. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about stocklist cohesion, upgrade need, reprint value, complexity, table politics, and whether a premium treatment adds play value or only shine. What is the real table hosting and solo commitment? Hosting. State the deck's intended power level, read the commander aloud, and agree on mulligans and takebacks for a first game. Avoid surprise infinite combos in an out-of-box pre-con night. Solo. Commander is a social multiplayer format. Solo goldfishing reveals mana and engine problems, but cannot evaluate threat assessment, interaction density, or whether the deck is welcome in a real pod. The invisible budget is sleeves, tokens, deck boxes, 4-player time, rules interactions, upgrade restraint, and agreeing on power expectations before shuffling. That workload predicts whether Final Fantasy Commander decks returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Marketplace prices can separate sharply from original retail. A beloved deck is not automatically worth a scarcity premium. Collector's edition decks provide premium treatments, not a proportionate increase in gameplay. A 4-deck bundle is value only when multiple decks will be played or split among buyers. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge. So the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the "who should skip it" verdict. Common misconceptions. Corrected before checkout, the most expensive Final Fantasy deck is not automatically the strongest. Collector's edition foils do not add new rules or better balance. A precon does not need an immediate 50-card upgrade to produce a good game. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Final Fantasy Commander decks Counter Blitz is the easiest broad recommendation for a Final Fantasy fan entering Commander. Revival Trance has the more intricate long-game engine. The standard set of 4 can be excellent for a household or playgroup, but check its per-deck price against exact individual listings. Skip the premium foil bundle unless the treatments themselves are the reason to own it. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Final Fantasy Commander Deck set of 4 on Amazon, Final Fantasy X Commander Deck. Counter Blitz on Amazon, Final Fantasy VI Commander Deck. Revival Trance on Amazon, Final Fantasy Collector's Edition Commander Deck Bundle on Amazon. Final Verdict. Counter Blitz is the easiest broad recommendation for a Final Fantasy fan entering Commander. Revival Trance has the more intricate long game engine. The standard set of 4 can be excellent for a household or playgroup, but check its per deck price against exact individual listings. Skip the premium foil bundle unless the treatments themselves are the reason to own it. Frequently asked questions. Which Final Fantasy Commander deck is best for beginners? Counter Blitz is the broad combat forward recommendation. Exact preference still depends on character and mechanic. Is the set of 4 worth it? Yes, only when several decks will be played and the bundle's per deck price beats current individual listings. Are Collector's Edition Commander decks stronger? Number they use premium treatments. The gameplay construction is the reason to compare, not foil density. Do I need booster packs to upgrade a pre-con? Number targeted singles are more efficient than opening random boosters. Can two people play Commander? Yes, but these decks are designed around multiplayer politics and threat assessment. Should I keep the deck fully themed? Keep the cards that create the character fantasy, then improve mana, curve, draw, and interaction around them.